So today's shiur is sponsored by Ken and Judy Goldberg, in memory of Ken's brother, Sheldon Goldman, Shimon Yitzchok Ben Eliyahu, whose yahrzeit is the 20th of Elul, which is this year, September 9th. Yashkoch to that, and our learning should serve as an aliyah from the neshama. So I was thinking, is it too far before Rosh Hashanah to start doing Rosh Hashanah-related topics? And then I saw that in this week's parsha, we have the mitzvah of v'halachta bidrachav, which is as it will turn out to be as classic an Elul topic as there is, while also being a real mitzvah and having real lamdus behind it. So, you know, just before we even start, you hear the phrase v'halachta bidrachav, which, you know, the Rav and other, you know, very smart Jews always defined in the Latin as imitatio Dei, right? Imitating God. And the question we'll deal with, both, you know, halachically, but really philosophically also, is like, what in the world does that mean? Okay, the one thing we know for sure is that there's no real intersection between us and God. You know, God is omnipotent and God is omniscient and God is perfect and, you know, and we're none of those things. And so to a certain extent, the whole idea of imitating God seems metaphoric. You know, okay, it's a nice thing to talk about. You know, sometimes we incorrectly say, oh, that guy's a godlike, but it can't really mean anything. On the other hand, you know, everybody counts it in the Taryag Mitzvos. And the Rambam counts it as number 8 in the Taryag Mitzvos. And the one thing we know about the Sefer Mitzvos of the Rambam is that, you know, the first bunch, the first 10, 15 mitzvos, they really seem to be the mitzvos that the Rambam thinks are the most important mitzvos, or the most foundational mitzvos. And so, you know, it's not enough to just say, yeah, it's metaphoric. It has halachic import, and that's what we want to explore today. Okay, so let's start with the sources. Which one is it? Hopefully it doesn't matter. Oh, let's try this. One second. I'm about to fix it. All right, can you see now?
Yeah.
Good. All right, here's the pasuk in this week's parsha. Yikimcha Hashem lo la'am kadosh ka'ashen ishbalach. God will raise you up or keep you as a holy nation as he promised you. I guess on the condition. Ki tishmor et mitzvot Hashem alokecha. On the condition that you keep the Torah. V'halachta bidrachav. So right away you see kind of where the idea would come from. Normally, if I saw the words v'halachta bidrachav, I would translate them to mean, keep the Torah. Right, it's true, literally, I don't think that it would be accurate to say that God refrains from eating basar b'chalav, but v'alachta bidrachav would mean the path that God set out for us, which is keeping the Torah. But I guess in the context of the pasuk, you have ki tishmat mitzvot Hashem alokecha, if so long as you keep the mitzvot of God, and then you have something else, v'alachta bidrachav. Now, in fairness, you could have said v'halachta bidrachav is an expansion on ki tishmart mitzvot Hashem alokecha, right? How do you keep the mitzvot of the Torah, which would mean, by definition, you're walking in God's path. But that's not how it's understood by Chazal. It's not how it was understood by the Rishonim. Right away on the pasuk, the Ramban says it right below number one, Vilalechet bidrachav, it's a different pasuk, we'll come back to that in a second. It says, Sheta'asu hatov v'hayashar v'tigmalu chesed ishet re'ehu. The Ramban instinctively understands that v'halachta bidrachav has nothing to do with mitzvos. It has to do with being a good person. Right? Not that that's unrelated to mitzvos, but the Ramban, it's a consistent theme in the Ramban, that keeping Taryag Mitzvos is not enough, that there are no loopholes, that God wants us to be good moral people. And one of the sources the Ramban would quote is V'halachta bidrachav, which doesn't mean, according to him, keeping the Torah and keeping Mitzvos, What it means is doing something different, doing something more. Now, it happens to be that the same phrase or similar phrasing exists in two other places and maybe even more than that. And we don't have the time, and I don't really understand why, but here are the other two. Ki shamar tishmuat is another pasuk in this week's parasha. Ki shamar tishmuat kolam mitzvah zot asher anochi mitzaveh etchem la'asota. Keep the Torah. Le'ahava et Hashem Elokeichem. Lalechet b'chol drachav uledav kabo. So here too you have the phrase lalechet b'chol drachav. Similarly, you have acharei Hashem Elokeichem teleichu. Right? You have to walk after God. And there are other psukim like this. So it's important to notice that it's our pasuk in this week's parasha that the Rambam quotes as the source for the mitzvah. But I can't tell you what's magical about our pasuk, which is the last time it appears in the Torah, the specific words v'alachta b'drachav, that you couldn't have used the psukim lalechet b'chol drachav in Dvarim Yud Aleph, or acharei Hashem Elokeichem teleichu. Okay, that's an interesting topic that we're not going to discuss. Now let's get to the core of the issue. And that is exactly how would one go about imitating God? Okay, v'alach l'bidrachav means walk in God's path. What does that mean? So there are two approaches, I think, that we would all suggest if it came to us, right? If you think of somebody, think of the person who you most respect in the world. Really so. Okay, so there are two ways to imitate him. One is doing things that he or she does. The other, I suppose, is being like he or she is, the character traits. And we'll see exactly what that means now. Let's start with the most famous source, source number three, a Gemara in Sota, Daf Yudalad Omar Aleph. Says the Gemara, V'Amar Rav Chana B'Rav Chanina, Mai Dichsiv, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teleichu. What does the Torah mean when it says, walk in the path of God? V'chi efshar lo la'adam la'haloch achar shechina? Could you do it? Could a person, walk after the shechina? V'alo kfar ne'emar ki Hashem Elokecha eish ochlahu. Okay, so the Gemara starts as if we would have understood the pasuk literally. Can't be understood literally. Ella says the Gemara, Lahaloch achar midotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, stop here. Means no. Follow in the midot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what does the word midot mean in this context? So the Gemara leaves no room for doubt. The Gemara gives us four examples. Mahu malbish arumim, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu clothes the naked, dichsiv. Vayas Hashem Elokim l'adam ulishto kotnot or vayal bishem. God made clothing for Adam and Chava. Af ata halbei sharumim. You too have to clothe the naked. Example two. Hakadosh Baruch Hu biker cholim. God was mevaker cholim. He visits the sick. Tichsiv. Vayera elav Hashem be'elonei mamre. God visited Avraham right after Avraham Avinu had a bris milah. Af ata baker cholim. We too should visit the sick. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nichem Aveilim. Third example, God was Menachem Aveilim, Dichsiv, Vayhi Acharei Mot Avraham, Vayivarech Elokim et Yitzchak Beno. After Avram died, God visited and blessed Yitzchak, Af Ata Nachem Aveilim. Last example, number four, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kover Meitim, God buries the dead, Dichsiv, Vayikbor Oto Bagai. God buried Moshe Rabbeinu. There's two ways to understand it, but one of them is God buried Moshe Rabbeinu. Af ata kivor meitim. You too, we also have to bury the dead. So the Gemara's approach is really clear. I'll add my take, but you don't have to accept it completely. You can't be God, but let's look in the Torah for concrete actions that God took, and I'll add, concrete actions that God took that man can also take, right? The four examples seem like things that are within the realm of a regular human being to be able to do. So the Gemara says, these are the four things that God did in the Torah. If you want to be like God, you should do these four things. And maybe you can extrapolate from these four things to other areas on other acts of chesed. Now, on the one hand, you know, you say, okay. On the other hand, you know, can't we strive for more? It's hard to know. But we have to understand one thing. If you take seriously, and we do, the fact that v'halachta bidrachav is a mitzvah saseh min haTorah, something strange just happened. Because all of us grew up and believe that while nichum avelim and bikur cholim and burial and all these things are important values, important mitzvahs in the Torah, we believe they're all drabanan. And yet, if you take the Gemara literally, right, nichum avelim just became a mitzvah d'oraisa. Not a mitzvah d'oraisa of nichum avelim, but a mitzvah d'oraisa of imitating God. Right? God was Menachem Avel. So if we are Menachem Avel, we are Mekayim the mitzvah, not necessarily of Nichum Avelim, although we would get that and get like a double word score, but we would also be Mekayim a mitzvah de Oraisa of imitating God. My assumption is that for most of us, you know, when you do Nichum Avelim, okay, so you're Menachem Avel, you get a mitzvah de Rabbanan. I suppose if you were really moved and you really believed when you did it that this is a godlike action, maybe that would also be a kiyum of the mitzvah d'oraisa of a halachta bidrachav. Okay, there's another possibility. There's another possible mitzvah d'oraisa, and that's v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Right? The act of nichum avelim of bikur cholim is a drabanan, but when properly motivated, standing behind it, this is a Rambam in Hilchos Avel in Perek Yudalit, standing behind it, is a mitzvah d'oraisa of v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Now, behind all this is the fact that when you think about it, presumably, v'ahavta l'recha kamocha and v'halachta bidrachav share a lot. They really do share a lot. God loves human beings. We're supposed to love human beings. Okay, but that's more philosophical than anything else. But the Gemara's approach is clear. Okay, how do I imitate God? I imitate God by imitating the actions that the Torah identifies as being actions that God has taken. Okay? Opposite approach. Opposite approach is source number four, the Sifrei in Parashas Akev. Sifrei is, of course, written by Tanaim. They're very significant halachic sources. Says the Sifrei, what does it mean, laleches b'chol d'rachav? Eilu hein darkei makom. What are the ways of God? They are the following. Hashem, Kel, Rachum, V'chanun. V'omek, Pasuk Yov, V'ayokal, Asher Yikrov, Hashem, Hashem, Yimalek, V'chi he'ach efshar lo la'adam likrov b'shmo shel makom. What does it mean? You'll call God's name? Says the Sifrei, it doesn't mean call God's name. Ella, Nikra ha'makom Rachum. God is called merciful. Af atah hayei Rachum. You too should be merciful. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikra Chanun, God is called gracious, Af Atah Hayei Chanun. Shenemra Chanun Rachum Hashem V'asem Atnas Chinam. Nikra HaMakom Tzadik, God is called, I don't know how you translate tzadik, righteous. Okay, that's the pasuk, Tzadik Hashem Hashem, fine. Af Atah Hayei Tzadik. Nikra HaMakom Chasid, Shenemra Ki Chasid Ani Ne'um Hashem, Af Atah Hayei Chasid. Okay? This is what's called Mahu Af Ata. It's not focused on action. It's focused on what I would call being, right? It's not what I do. It's who I am. God is merciful. I should be merciful. God is gracious. I should be gracious. It's not focusing on specific actions. It's focusing on specific character traits. Now, there are things that make this an easier approach, and there are things that make this a more difficult approach, right? The easier approach is that every single one of us thinks that we're merciful, and every single one of us thinks that we're righteous. Okay, every once in a while we slip up, but it's much easier to think of yourself as having certain character traits than to actually have them. Okay, like you can't say to yourself, I'm a mavaker chola. And then you go, okay, well, when was the last time I did it? Okay, well, it's not fair, you know, corona, whatever. But when you focus on actions, they're much more concrete. On the other hand, right, it's much easier to do actions than to be that person. It's much easier to fake something, right? It's much easier to give tzedakah than to actually be charitable. But it's not like the two approaches are unrelated. Right? Simply put, for the most part, people who give tzedakah are charitable people, right? And for the most part, people who are kind are good neighbors, right? It's not just in your character trait, but we often limit ourselves. You know, the worst thing, just an observation, I think the worst thing that a modern Orthodox Jew, the thing he's most afraid of is being a hypocrite. God forbid somebody should think I'm more religious than I really am. That would be the worst thing. It would undermine everything. So, you know, I don't do certain things because when I become that person, when I really become a more religious person, then it will make sense for me to do these more religious actions. But until then, you know, it would make me a hypocrite. Whereas, and I think we ought to admire the Haredi world for this. No, everybody wants to be seen as more religious. I think it creates a religious energy that sometimes we're lacking. Okay, let's go on. We have this distinction. The Gemara in Sota says, how are you godlike? The answer is by imitating God's actions. The Sifrei says, how are you godlike? By imitating God's character traits, or not imitating, by becoming the character traits through which God is described. Now, let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam says in the 8th mitzvah in Taryag mitzvah, source number 5, Vaha mitzvah hashminit, hi shetzivanu lihidamot bo yit'aleh, and the Rambam adds two important words, lefi yecholtenu. The Rambam understands it's way too much to ask us to be godlike. So the Rambam adds the words that make the mitzvah accessible to us. We are commanded to imitate God as much as we're capable of doing. Our pasuk in this week's parsha. And the Rambam points out, Ukvar kafal tzivuy zeva amar lalechet b'chol drachav uba b'feirush zeh. Ma hakadosh baruch hu nikra rachum af ato haye rachum. Ma hakadosh baruch hu nikra chanun af ato haye chanun. Ma hakadosh baruch hu nikra tzadik af ato haye tzadik. Ma hakadosh baruch hu nikra chasid af ato haye chasid. Ze lashon sifrei. Okay, so the Rambam does not quote the Gemara in Sota. He quotes the Sifrei. We are godlike by building within ourselves the character traits through which and by which God is described. Okay, that's the Shitas HaRambam. Presumably, and I think it's the case, the Rambam in the Yad HaChazakah agrees with this approach. But he explains it in a way that I think is not intuitively how we would have seen it. The Rambam has what's called the Shvil HaZahav, okay? The golden path, some central path that he thinks people should walk on. Yeah, it's really worthwhile if you have time over Shabbos. The first parak of Hilchos Deos is really the Rambam describing character traits and how he thinks a person should develop. But let's look at a really, really famous Rambam. Okay, here we are at the cursor, Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet of Hilchos Deos. Says the Rambam, Haderech Hayishara, the straight path for human character traits, Hi Mida Beinonit Shebechol Deya V'Deya Mikol HaDeyot Sheyesh Lo LaAdam. Says the Rambam, in my words at least, every character trait has extremes to one side or the other. Says the Rambam, figure out where the extremes are and adopt the middle path between the two extremes. And he's going to explain. What's the middle path? V'hi hadeya shehi richoka mishtei akitzavot richuk shaveh ve'eina krova lozo velo lezo. Says the Rambam again, the middle path is not closer to this extreme, not closer to the other extreme. the direct middle path. Lefikach, tzivu chachamim harishonim. Here's the example. Sheyehe adam someday otav tamid. A person should measure his character traits all the time, continuously. Umishaer otam umechaven otam bedercha emtsai kidei sheyeh shalem begufo. The Rambam thinks if you have proper character traits, you'll be healthy. Okay, finally, here's the example. Ketzad. Lo yehe ba'al chema. Do not have a temper. Noach lichos, where you lose your temper very quickly. On the other hand, says the Rambam, velo kamet she'eno margish, but also don't be like a dead person who has no feelings. Ella beinoni, you should chart a middle path. Okay, so stop for a second. The Rambam says, don't have a temper. But the Rambam does not say never get angry. Rather, he says as follows. Lo yichos, don't get angry. Ella al davar gadol shera'uy lichos alav. The Rambam says, no. You can get angry sometimes, but the thing you get angry about should be something that's worthwhile to be angry about. Kidei shelo ya'aseh ki yotze bo pa'am acheret. Rambam has an interesting shita. What's something that's worthwhile to get angry about? He says, something that's bad that you could prevent from happening again. Okay, then you can get angry. But otherwise, the Rambam thinks it's not worth it. So, you know, if a complete stranger, I was just reliving with a friend of mine this week on the yard site of Tom Seaver. When we went to Yankee Stadium to see him win his 300th game, this guy behind us poured beer on us. Now, it's kind of gets you angry when it happens, but I don't think I could explain to this guy that he shouldn't do it again just because we were rooting for Tom Seaver against the Yankees. Okay, says the Rambam, each time you have to, okay, I really, I just wanted to get that story in. It really was not that connected to this. Okay, each time you have to ask yourself, is it worthwhile getting angry about? Which of course means you're not doing it out of temper. And he continues, Lahodia Shehen Drachim Tovim Visharim. Meaning you could teach people. Sometimes authentic anger helps you to teach people that this is a proper way or not. V'chayav Adam Lahanhigatzmo Bohem Ulihidamot Elav Kfi Kochal. So the Rambam says, you know, you have to imitate these character traits. But again, these character traits are not extreme character traits. I imagine the Rambam gave the example of anger. I imagine the Rambam says the same thing, in fact, he does, about charity, right? Being charitable doesn't mean having to give to fakers, and being charitable doesn't mean becoming poor, right? You come first. It's nice to be charitable, but if you give away your last money and now your children can't eat, I think the Rambam would say that's an extreme position. That's not what it means to be charitable. Now, interestingly, the Rambam, two halachos later, again, the whole parak is fantastic. We just don't have time to do it. Really, it's a great thing to learn. The Rambam then says, Kach landu b'feirush mitzvah zo. What's the mitzvah of lihidamot b'darchei Hashem v'halachta b'drachav? As we've said till now, as he said in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mahu nikra chanun af atahaye chanun. Mahu nikra rachum af atahaye rachum. Mahu nikra kadosh af atahaye kadosh. And he says, Va'al derech zo karu hanivim lakel b'chol otan hakinuyim. He says the adjectives that we use to describe God are adjectives used by the prophets. Erech apayim v'rav chesed. Sadiq v'yashar tamim gibor v'chazak u'kiyotze bohen. Lahodia shehen drachim tovim v'yisharim. To let you know that the way that we describe God are the good traits. V'chayav adam lahanhig atzmo bohem u'lihidamot elav kifi kochav. And a person is obligated to imitate them, to become them as much as possible. Now, somebody's going to ask this question, so let's get it out of the way. Well, what about the fact that God kills people, right? And what about the fact that God is sometimes, you know, acts with Kael Nikamot Hashem? I don't really know the answer, but I'll try it this way. The truth is, the way we encounter HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Tanakh is not at all the way the Rambam describes. Meaning, we see God on the extremes, but we see him on both extremes, right? Sometimes God is forgiving in a situation where you say, why in the world would he forget? You know, we made an Egel HaZahav while we were still at Har Sinai. Literally 40 days after we got Aseres HaDibros, we collectively worshipped Avodah Zarah. And God forgave us, right? So does that mean we have to always forgive people? No, because there are examples where God didn't forgive. And my guess is that the Rambam would say, you see God acting on either extreme, and from here we come to learn that the normal way to act is in the middle. And I think, you know, one of the ways we check on ourselves is if we always, you know, if we're easily, if every week in shul, okay, this isn't fair to say, but I think it's true. You know, not going to shul is a tragedy. But let's face it, it saves a lot of averos bein adam lechavero. Right? It just, you don't have to shush people when they're in the street and you're not even close to them. And you don't get angry. There's a lot, I've been thinking about shul a lot. There's bad stuff that's associated with shul. You know, and hopefully when we go back to shul, we'll be better at it. But it's true. And so the answer is, you know, if everything annoys you, you know that it's a problem. But I think the Rambam would say, if nothing annoys you, you probably don't care enough about your shul. And you have to keep trying to calibrate the middle. Okay. That's the Rambam. So the Rambam is all about character traits, not about actions. The Bahag was the other side. And it's hard to quote from the Bahag, so I'll just quote in source number 7 from the Ramban, who quotes the Bahag. Says the Ramban, Aval Baal HaHalachot Hotzian LeMitzvot HaElu, the Baal HaLachos included a bunch of mitzvahs that the Rambam thinks are drabanan from the mitzvah of V'Halachta Bidrachav, Shehi Mitzvat Aseh Be'emet. Everybody understands, even the Rambam agrees that V'Halachta Bidrachav is a mitzvah Aseh. Katav V'Lalechet Bidrachav, what does that mean? Lehalbish arumim, to dress the unclothed, likvor meitim, lenachem avelim, lebaker cholim, umitzvah achatein. So the Ramban, I'm sorry, the Bahag, remember we saw two sources at the beginning, the Gemara and Sota, four examples of actions that God took that if we take would be a key of the mitzvah of imitating God, the Sifrei, that says, no, it's all about character traits. So the Bahag says, I just want to tell you, I think burying somebody is a mitzvah saseh min haTorah. I think nichum avelim is a mitzvah saseh min haTorah. I think bikur cholim is a mitzvah saseh min haTorah of the halachta bidrachav, right? The Rambam doesn't think so because he thinks it's all character-based. The Bahag agrees with the Gemara and Sota that it's not character-based, it is action-based. Okay, all this leads us to the single most famous paragraph in the Sefer Achinuch, which I can't tell you enough is my favorite Rishon, okay? It doesn't matter where, it happens to be in the mitzvah of the Isra of breaking bones in the Karban Pesach. But this is the paragraph, which is repeated in different forms in other places in the Sefer Achinuch, but it's the first time he says it, and it basically is the core of his philosophy. And the core of his philosophy sits at the intersection between the Gemara in Sota and the Sifrei, or between the Rambam and the Bahag. Says the Sefer Achinuch, Da, know the following, Ki ha'adam nif'al kefi pu'ulotav. A person is the sum of his actions. V'libo v'chol machshivotav tamid achar ma'asav, Shehu oseh bahem. Says the Chinuch, who you are on the inside is always going to be a reflection of what you do, of the actions that you take. Im tov v'im ra, good or bad. Va'afilu rasha gamur bilvavo. The guy is as evil as it gets. V'chol yetzer machshevot libo rak kol hayom. All day long he thinks about how when he gets home at night, he's going to cut the paws off of kittens. Okay, that's like the worst thing, Pete. Okay, if that's a bad example, Morty, I'm sorry. Okay, he's in his core, he's a horrible person. But, says the Chinuch, im ye'ere rucho v'yasim hishtadluto v'isko b'hatmada b'torah v'mitzvot, even the world's worst person, if he starts doing positive actions, he starts doing mitzvahs, he starts learning Torah, and watch this, va'afilu shelo l'shem shamayim. You know why he's doing it? You know he went to a shir? Because he lost a bet. Okay, he bet with a guy, and the punishment for losing the bet was having to go to this shir, was having to, I don't know, to make kiddush. I once bet with a guy like this, but I already told the Tom Seaver story, so I'm stopping. And also the pause on the kitten may have been over the line. Okay, so he's not doing it because he wants to be a better person. He's just doing it because he has to. Says the Chinuch, it's a psychological insight. Miyad yinate el hatov. No, he will start becoming a better person. Ubikoach ma'asav yamit hayetzer hara. And his actions, the strength of his actions will be enough to slay the yetzer hara. And here's the line. Ki acharei ha-pe'ulot nimshachim ha-levavot. No, because after the heart, your soul, who you really are, always follows your actions. Now, I bet that most of us think the opposite. Most of us think, when I start doing this, hopefully it will turn, when I become this person, then I'll start doing it. So, for example, a million examples, I'll try to pick a safe one, right? I think there's a value in davening tefillah b'tzibur three times a day. And he says to himself, when I become that frum, I'll start doing it. Says the Chinuch, no. When you start going to minyan three times a day, you'll be a person who goes to minyan three times a day. It's that simple. We have the equation backwards. Sadly, says the Chinuch, it works in the opposite direction. Va'afilu im yeh adam tzadik gamur ulevavo yashar v'tamim. The guy's perfect. Okay, he's a tzadik. Chafetz ba'Torah v'mitzvot. He loves Torah and mitzvos. Imulai ya'asok tamid b'dvarim shel dofi. But if his job involves immorality, his job involves dealing with people who are not role models of humility, of morality, all the things we value, he says, Kilu tomar derech mashal shiichricho amelach umino bumnot ra. I don't know, the king appointed you the head of his harem. Be'emet, im kol isko tamid kol hayom ba'oto umanut, if that's what he does all day long, yashuv lizman min hazmanim mitzikat libo liyot rasha gamor. Says the Chinuch, if you have a job in which all day long you're trying to trick people and cheat them and take advantage of them, I don't care how frum you are, it's going to undermine who you are. There's no way to avoid it, because who you are is what you do. And it's as simple as that. So the way the Chinuch, who wasn't really talking about our dichotomy between doing and being, but the Chinuch basically bridges it. He says, there's no difference. You can't be without doing. And if you do, you'll be. In all the examples that we know, right? The person donated to the shul's Kol Nidre drive because the shul publishes the list of donors. He doesn't like the shul. He doesn't like giving tzedakah, but he wants people to know, that he's a charitable person. Says the Chinuch, it doesn't matter. Eventually, he'll become a charitable person simply by giving. But the opposite is also true. If you live on a desert island, you can't be the world's most charitable person, even though every day you would love to give tzedakah. But you don't give tzedakah. So the Chinuch basically says, and it's so obviously true for us, that you could talk theoretically about the split between doing and being, but in the end, they come together. You can't be something if it doesn't express itself practically. And if it expresses itself practically, you will eventually actually be that person. Okay, it's as simple as that. Now, that's a whole thought. Let's go back to the Rambam. The Rambam takes his position obviously incredibly seriously, that it's about character traits. Now, if it's about character traits, and character traits express themselves in a mitzvah d'oraisa v'halachta bidrachav, there's really good things about that, but there's something very scary about that. Here's the Rambam in source number 9 in Hilchos Tshuva. Says the Rambam, Al tomar she'ein tshuva elo me'averot she'yesh bohen ma'aseh. Most of us think, uh-oh, it's coming time. And I'll just say, when you're in yeshiva, it's time already. You know, it's like one of the sad things about living a regular life as you do is that, slichos come, okay, and then you start thinking about it, then you forget about it, then it's rushing. There's a world in which people think and talk about these things every day. It's good to remind ourselves of that. Okay, says the Rambam, normally we think, okay, what do I have to do tshuva for? I did these things wrong. I didn't do these things that I was supposed to do. Says the Rambam, no, you have to do tshuva from bad character traits. You think, she'ein tshuva l'me averot she'yesh ben ma'aseh kigon znut v'gezel u'gneva, I cheated, I stole, I stole forcefully. Ella kish, says the Rambam, here it comes. Ella kishem shetzarich adam lashuv me'elu. Of course you have to do tshuva from actual averos, says the Rambam. Kachu tzarich lechapes bideot ra'ot sheyeshlo. You have to sit with yourself and ask yourself, what character traits do I need to change? V'lashuv min hakas. I think the Rambam would say, you never lost your temper, but you're angry all the time. Not real hatred, but something like that. Umin hakina, jealousy. Umin hahitul, making fun of. Ume redifas hamamon, a person who's devoted, to getting rich. Vahakavod, right? A person who's devoted to being honored. Ume redifat hamaachalot, and from your desire to taste every fancy food, ukiyotze bahen min hakol tsarich lachzor b'tshuva. Says the Rambam, you have to do tshuva for all of these things. Ve'elu ha'avonot kashim me'otan sheyesh bahen ma'aseh. No surprise here. Says the Rambam, it's harder to do tshuva for poor character traits than it is to do tshuva for bad actions, right? If you yelled at a person unnecessarily, you go to him and you apologize. That's easy. But how do you stop being a person who loses his temper? How do you stop being a person who secretly is angry every Shabbos because, he didn't get the right aliyah? I don't know. I'm just using my examples from my own life, okay? Shebizman she'adam nishka be'elu. Because when you're such a person, when you're small-minded, when you're jealous, when you're all these things, kashehu lifrosh mehem. Right? It's hard. V'chein hu omer yazov rasha darko. Now, it's hard, but in another place, we just don't have time to do it. I don't want this to be a whole shiur in Hilchos Tshuva. It's hard, but the Rambam says, a person who says, and we all do this, well, this is how God made me. The Rambam thinks that's an irreligious thing to say. The Rambam thinks that God gave us absolute bechira chafshis, not just with respect to action, but with respect to character traits, right? And the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam's no big exaggerator, but I think he really wanted to make the point. He says, every single person in theory could be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, or as evil as Yeravam ben Nevat. And a person who says, well, this is how God made me, I think the Rambam would say, it shows a lack of belief in God. Because God didn't make us. We make ourselves. And yes, family and all these things, But in the end, the Rambam was a super believer in Bechira Chavshis. And he thought any human being could overcome his circumstances if he tried hard in that. Now, maybe, you know, there are exceptions to it. Maybe it's an exaggeration. But I think it's not a coincidence that the Rambam read the mitzvah of a halachta bidrachav about character traits and believed so strongly in Bechira Chavshis with respect to character traits. Because, of course, it would be unfair of God to tell us to imitate him if at the same time it wasn't possible, because he made us with certain flaws. It has to be the case, believes the Rambam, that we can overcome those flaws. I'll end with one more thought that I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Ezra Bick, and it's something that stayed with me. He didn't say it necessarily with respect to the mitzvah of Halachta Bidrachav, but it's the same exact idea. He said as follows: when you cut through everything relating to Yadus and Halacha and everything, you just ask yourself, what does God want of us? The answer is, he wants us to be godlike. Right? You can phrase it in what all the different ways you can phrase it, but he says, at core, that's the role, that's the goal of an Orthodox Jew, to be godlike. Elama, what's the problem? It's illegal. I mean, we, you know, in our religion, human beings cannot be God, right? There's a huge gulf between God and us. And so, first of all, it's illegal. Second of all, it's impossible. So what does it mean to have a lifelong goal that you'll never be able to achieve? So a big set as follows. You just have to adjust it a tiny bit. You have to tell yourself the goal isn't to be godlike. The goal is to reduce the distance between each of us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're never going to be equals. We don't want to be equals. We can't be equals. But every day that we close the gap between who we are and who we can be, you know, no matter whatever, however close you can ever get, so long as we're making progress towards that goal, overall, that means we're doing our job in this world. And if we're not, we're not. But we have to make our peace. And to a certain extent, it's true. I think we all have to make our peace with the fact that we're probably not going to be the perfect versions of ourselves. It's really hard. But if we give up, we're finished. And the message of Halachta Bidrachav and the approach of Halachta Bidrachav is that actions matter and character traits matter. And they're not unrelated. And if it's hard, I'll say the chinuch within the Rambam. If it's hard to make yourself more charitable, then just give more charity. You know, if it's hard to make yourself less small-minded or less jealous, do things to promote other people. I think the trick is, even if we're not, if we fake it long enough, we'll become it. We really will. And so, Valachta Bidrachav, you know, has the lumdus side of turning mitzvahs drabanan into mitzvahs d'oraisas, but in the end, it has the lifelong goal side of doing our best to reduce the gap between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All right? Shabbat shalom to everybody.
Thank
Have
you.
A great week. And maybe next week we'll do something relating to Rosh Hashanah.
Ellie, so as we talk Shalom Shabbat, is that what you're trying to prove or disprove? I mean, it seems like you're going both ways. But
no,
at the end,
I think that's part of it. I think the chinuch believes mitol shelo lishma balishma psychologically. It's simply right. The case that if you learn more Torah, you'll become a better person. It's simply, you know, he just thinks it's a fact.
Okay.
Shabbat
shalom.
Thank you.
Shabbat shalom. Hey, Ken. How are you?
Doesn't he always see you?